Blog Talk Radio.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy football.
I swear, Soul Kitchen Radio, you're killing me. Or Blog Talk Radio, you're killing me with this shit, man. Here we are, Soul Kitchen Radio. We are back on line, waiting for everybody to call. Waiting for everybody to call in. Okay, we're back. Here it is, man. It's week four. It's fantasy football. I'm Rick Camacho. I'm waiting on Memphis Lou to call back right now. He's done all his prep work. 845-277-9311. 845-277-9311. You call us right now and see. Hell, we're going to help your team win this fantasy football selection. Let's go. I don't think the guys gave up on me. And we're going to go and smile, bitch, a little bit later. Man, Lil Duval doing his thing. Number one hit right now. You know what? We're taking it right here to Ice Cube, the Oakland Raiders.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, are you ready for some football? Raider Nation, you ain't ready for no football. You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders. It's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah.
You ain't ready for the football. Ah.
Here we come, baby. Just win, baby. Feel the storm of the cold autumn wind, baby. It's the Oakland Raiders. Get your mouthpiece. You in the black hole with the black beast. This ain't black gold, this is black silver. Commitment to excellence, we deliver. And we'll play past regulation.
Yeah.
It's the invasion of the Raider Nation.
All right, we go.
Let's go, let's go. Raider Nation. Let's go. Raider Nation. Are you ready for the football?
Yeah.
You ain't ready for the football.
Ah.
You ain't ready for the
There was one
Super Bowl
champ
crowned
at the end of this year. That's it.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy Football.
All right, here we are, man. Time after time after time again. I see it. We are on air now. 845-277-9311. If you want to get back in, let's go. And what the fuck is going on, Lou? Somebody trying to hold
man, it's
us
the,
down.
It's, the gremlin. It's the gremlin. It's the gremlin. They don't want us to shine, man.
Man,
you know this
kind of regardless, man.
But this week begins the buys, so you know it's a critical time in fantasy football where everybody, you know, who can I go?
You know what we always say at this time, like I always say at this time, today is the day when we find out who is playing fantasy football. And who just decided it was a good idea when their friends got together and said, hey, you want to play fantasy football? Yeah, sure. Right? I'll put in 25
right.
bucks for that cause. Sure. I'll make some money. But now he really don't give a shit, and he don't know. He has no idea what the hell fantasy football is about. And now he's playing a bye player. He's playing Christian McCaffrey. Or he got Jordan Reed in his – in his lineup. Alex Smith is his starting quarterback today. Cam Newton, his savior, is on his starting lineup. Fuck you, dude. That's what we got to say to you, man. This is about fantasy football. We don't even want you in the league. We don't want you nowhere around us. We don't even want you to come to the draft party. We don't want you to call in our radio show. We don't want you even posting in the chat. Don't even post in the chat because you're playing bye players right now.
See, it makes it
on bye.
Just two. It makes it difficult for those of us who really take fantasy football serious and are looking to win the money, looking to win the championship, looking to get the bragging rights. You know, it behooves you, if you're going to play, be respectful enough to know when the bye weeks begin, week four, this week, and know who's on bye. This week, Carolina Panthers and the Washington Races name team. So if you have any players for the Carolina Panthers or the Races name team from Washington, D.C., don't start those guys. Sit them on your bench. Be real competitive because somebody needs you to do the right thing so that they can ultimately win the championship. Somebody like me.
Me too. You know, it tell me, out of all the years I've been playing, there's always been a year where I lost to that dude who's got two bye players playing because everybody else on this team goes off and my guys have a shitty day. But this dude who's not even paying attention, I lose to his team by like 2 points to find out he's playing fucking Alex Smith on a bye week. Damn it. Kencho, what do you feel about that?
Bye weeks are the worst and they suck. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. We're talking about those players. We're saying this is the week when we find out who really plays fantasy football and who doesn't play fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, shit happens. You know, the week goes by pretty fast. It starts on Thursday. You know, people work. People work their asses off, you know, so it happens to the best of us. It's happened to me before. You know, they catch you sleeping. So, but for the most part, yeah, if you don't have your lineup done by Sunday, get it together.
Yeah, definitely. This week, let's talk about this week. Thursday was a beast game. Oh, my God. Thursday was a beast game. And if you didn't put up 69 points, like my stanky fingers put up 69 points. And my stanky fingers is jizzing all over Juju's jizz face, who made the craziest. What the hell kind of trade was that yesterday? Holy shit. And we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later. Man. That's going to be funny. But, yes, Jared Goff went off. Got 39 points from Jared Goff. Let me see his game log. He went 354 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, an interception, 3 rushing yards, 14 rushing yards for 39 points to my man who I put a whole lot of stock into this year. I got him in about 5 of my fantasy football leagues. Brandon Cooks, 8 targets, 7 receptions, 90 reception yards. No, that wasn't even it. Brandon Cooks had 10 rushing yards, 8 targets, 116 yards, and a touchdown. And he put up 25 points. Then Andrew Sandejo finally got off his ass. He didn't do much, but he did put up 4 solo tackles, 2 assists, gave me 5 points to put me up over Juju's jizz face, 69 points to 24 points to start off my week. That's awesome.
But I tell you, I'm pissed off at myself because I like Cooper Kupp. Good guy, little speedy slot receiver. I have him in quite a few leagues, and for some dumb reason, I did not start Cooper Kupp this week. 40.2 points sitting on the bench.
Why didn't you start him, man?
I don't know. I was full asleep. Yeah, kind of nervous, not thinking that. Maybe so. Not thinking that he was going to just shine big. I had some other options that I thought would do better, but 40.2 points, 9 receptions, 162 yards, 2 touchdowns. I look like the biggest dummy. The biggest dummy for not starting my guy Cooper Kupp. That's my fault.
Oh, you're so stupid. Don't be so stupid.
That's my bad, audience, coach. My bad, dog.
Don't be so stupid.
Yeah, I started Allen Robinson the second, Mike Evans, and AJ Green. Those are three solid guys.
Allen Robinson isn't going to.
The reason why I went with Allen Robinson over Kupp is because my boy, the former mayor of Memphis, is out this week for Chicago. I figure with Allen Robinson getting just the monster share of the receptions this week, I'm thinking that he's going to have a big game, but I don't think he's going to have a Cooper Kupp kind of game. So, you know, I'm sick nervous about that.
Pretty much go with anybody who's on that that number one scoring offense. All three of them.
Yes.
Even Robert Woods had himself a nice game. So.
Man, old man
everybody
Robert Woods, man.
But
yeah.
I tell you what, man. I got a problem. Here is where did we go? Quarterback
cool
question.
How about with the Vikings? How cool was that that Aldrich Robinson had like 2 touchdowns instead of Stephon Diggs having some? Because I got Diggs.
Who you start, guys? Matthew Stafford against the stout Cowboy defense, lacking Mr. Glass this week, or Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle?
Go with the Red Rifle. Go with the hot hand. And plus, come on, they're about to go against America's team, the greatest freaking team in the universe. Everybody knows that, the Cowboys. God.
No, Stafford's going against the Cowboys, man. I had him in there at first, but I'm leaning towards the red rifle. They play Atlanta this week.
Stafford's not even make it out of the game, man. He's gonna have him out in the second quarter. That defense is so ferocious.
I'll tell you, one of my waiver flavors, and we can get into that now, and this might help you out, Tyler Boyd is one of my waiver flavors this week, man. And I think with Tyler Boyd, they've got a connection, a chemistry with the Red Rifle, and it just might work out. 72% owned in all Yahoo leagues.
I've been waiting on Tyler Boyd. I've had Tyler Boyd for 3 years in a dynasty league. I've been waiting on this guy, and finally, I'm getting some dividends.
Yeah, 2 touchdowns, 249 yards so far in the season, 21 targets with 15 receptions, so he dropped 6 balls. He even has 1 rushing attempt for 5 yards, you know. Tyler Boyd up the middle. Playing in the slot or the outside or the XYZ position, wherever he's playing today, I think that's a good play for you.
Dude,
man,
I got Tyler Boyd in one league and I traded him for David Johnson. And I needed a running back, so I took it. How you like that?
Wow.
Flip.
Not a bad trade.
Yeah, man, that was a great trade.
I'm not expecting anything crazy, but I needed a running back, and I have an abundance of wide receivers, so I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd is my number one receiver as far as waiver flavor is concerned. But I also have my guy, the other guy who I got a lot of stock in this season, Jordy Nelson of the Oakland Raiders. He's only owning 71% of ESPN leagues. Last week, he got off. He got off against Miami. This was his second highest yards game in his history. 6 catches, 173 yards, 1 touchdown, 30.3 points. You know, they're going against Cleveland this week. Cleveland Brown defense is stout, but I think Nelson will find enough space in those zones to get things done and put up good points. He's available, so, you know, if you need a wide receiver and you can't get Tyler Boyd, go out there and get Jordy Nelson. He's available.
Man, I'm not all in on Jordy Nelson, man. It's,
boo!
You know, it's almost laughable with my team. I'm so upset at these guys. What the hell's going on? You ever just feel like, you know, it's crazy. You know, I feel like the thrill is gone, man. I mean, we talked about it last year. Now they're 0-3, and fuck. That's how I feel. God damn. They're like, what the hell is going on, man? It's I feel like I'm not even going to the game today. I gave my son the tickets to the game. I don't even want to see Baker Mayfield go off on us like that.
Hey, now, Baker Mayfield's a quarterback that you can pick up. Baker's going to get it done. He's going to get it done.
Today. Hey, we got Coach Adams on the line. What's up, Coach?
What's up, Coach? How you doing, man?
Man, you know, we out here. And so you guys know, Coach Adams is one of the first, one of our newest players in the Family First League. He is Henry's team playing against Randy's team today. And he showed me yesterday. Let's get into it real quick, Chancho. Let's get into it. Let me see what it's called. It's called Oh No You Didn't. Oh No You Didn't. Right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. Chancho, what the hell did you do? What kind of trade was that you did with Juju yesterday?
I had to call up Big Brother and ask him for some help, man. I needed a tight end, and he needed running backs. So I hooked him up with three running backs for basically a tight end, and Rashad Penny, who's not really going to do anything this year, probably next year or something. This ain't no dynasty league, but you never know. So,
yeah
I got myself some Ertz. I got the Ertz, and I gave him Carson and Wilkins and who's that? Derrick Henry. Because this guy's starting fucking Latavius Murray is his number one fucking back. It's pitiful. Deion Lewis, who's in the freaking, the vortex, the running back vortex over there in New England. He basically just, you never know.
All right, Coach, how you looking today? Let's look at Henry's team. Henry's team, how you looking today?
Man, Devontae Parker's out, so I had to pick up Cameron Meredith this morning.
Oh, hey, it's
yeah.
The fact that you're even going with Devontae Parker in the first place is pretty pretty crazy. That's ball right
pickings.
There. Yeah, big balls for even having him on your team.
It's slim pickings, man, out there. Ain't no receivers out there, man.
Cameron Meredith, who is zero
Saints.
Points. He got 8 points last week.
Yeah.
Against
do,
Atlanta. One
do,
target,
man.
11 yards. He got in a touchdown. This might be one of the bye week teams we're talking about, Lou. But he's playing.
He's playing. That's why I picked him up.
Hey, Lou.
We'll see what
he says. Hey, you guys going to like this. My boy Henry, Coach Adams, has been patting me on the back since John Gruden said, here, have Khalil Mack, because Henry is a diehard Chicago Bears fan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's go, Chicago.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's one of the reasons why I picked up Cameron Meredith's coach, because he's an ex-Bear.
Stop, Bears.
Well, I can
yes,
tell you,
sir.
Man, welcome to fantasy football, you know. And let me give you a little bit of fantasy football advice. When
yes,
when you're new to fantasy football, you choose people that have always been on your team. Like when I first started a long time ago, everybody on my team was Raiders, right? When Lou started, and even to this day, everybody on his team is fucking Cowboys.
Hey. That is a falsehood. I do not approve that statement. I demand an investigation.
He had Tony Romo.
But he likes a lot of beer. You want beer?
He had Marion Barber the third.
Shit. Man, I still got Emmitt Smith on my team.
You got Alvin Harper.
Felix Jones.
Hey.
He's got them all.
Tony does that.
Y'all
all right,
wanna...
let's get into this, man, real quick. Thanks for calling, Coach, man. You can sit on. You can jump in whenever you want.
Yep.
We're going to get into this show,
yep.
And let's talk about it, man. Guys.
Quincy Carter.
Kirk Cousins against Buffalo last week. What the hell? He went off. He waited till the fourth quarter to score. He didn't go off. Kirk Cousins killed me last week. The week before, I played Phillip Rivers. I sat Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins went for 42 points. Last week, I flipped it around, sat Phillip Rivers, played Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins goes for like 12 points. This motherfucker is getting on my damn nerves.
Ooh.
Man,
ooh.
Those are first world problems.
That's my point.
That's like complaining about, oh, should I go out with Beyonce or should I go out with Rihanna? Wham. what about us who are struggling with real problems at quarterback, you know?
This guy over here starting thinking, who is your running back? Your Tyler Boyd's your number one wide receiver, man. Come on.
this dude is loaded, you know? We got people out here who need some real help. They need to go get Baker Mayfield and Eli Manning this week.
Yeah,
they struggling. They struggling.
Yeah, This week I
sat Kirk Cousins, and he got 42 points. Phillip Rivers better go off against those fucking Santa Clara 40 fucking Niners, or else I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to go to Santa Clara myself and throw some damn touchdowns to Tyrell Williams.
You're hearing it first. He doesn't score over 10 points. You heard that? Did you hear that?
Today? Against the crippled-ass 49ers?
It's going to be weird, man. There's something in the air out here, man.
Hey, but you know what? People are talking bad about the Niners, but their running backs, pick them up. They're going to lean heavy on the running game. Alfred Morris, his stock is going to rise. Pick him up.
You don't want him on a Santa Clara.
Hey, y'all still got to get
Matt Breida.
Matt Breida's going to be good. Give my boy the tight end. My brother urged me not to start in week one, and he got off, and so I looked stupid. I missed out on 16 points in week one. But Kittle's is going to handle business as well. So,
you know, Kittle's a bitch.
Any running back or tight end for San Francisco, I pick them up and ride with them.
Okay, that's
you know, they're going to be playing catch up the whole time. There's going to be a lot of garbage points coming in Santa Clara.
This is my opinion.
It's going to be hella hot out there.
Do not pick up any 49er, and they're all going to suck, and the season is over. So that's coming from the Niners. I'm sorry, man.
He's giving the reverse greeny. You know, I'm going to say something bad and hope that they do real good.
Oh, get up Terrence Swift while you're at it.
Terrence Swift. Hey, but he's not feeling like I'm feeling, man. I don't know. Maybe in the Bay Area we're just all feeling bad right now. Jimmy Garoppolo got a damn torn ACL. Derek fucking Carr is playing like he has a torn ACL. What the hell is going on out here? Holy shit.
Man, what are you talking about? Derek Carr had himself one of the best games ever. He had his QB rating was almost perfect. He had a good game.
Yeah, until the fourth quarter,
For some reason, they just don't have a pass rush. I don't know why.
I think maybe.
Adams, why we don't have a pass rush?
If only they had a pass rush.
Hey, that's y'all problem. That's the Raiders' problem, man. It ain't my problem.
If only they had a player that had more sacks than they did as a team.
John Gruden said, can't win with him, can't do it, won't do it, he's not a player, get him out of here.
At least we got one interception this year. We got an interception. It took us till week 11 to get an interception last year. God damn. Hey, quick question, guys. With Randall Cobb out, Geronimo Allison's stocks goes up today. Geronimo Allison's 45% owned in all Yahoo leagues. He had three receptions. Week three, he put up 20 points. Week two, he put up 12 points. Week one, he put up 15 points. So he's doing good. But with Geronimo Allison, do I play him instead of Keelan Cole against the New York Jets or Calvin Ridley against Cincinnati in the Red Rifle? Do I ride the Calvin Ridley points train from last week where he went off? He had seven receptions, 146 yards, three touchdowns, 42 points. Do I stay on the Calvin Ridley train, or do I sit him this week and play Geronimo Allison instead? I don't think Keelan Cole is an option to sit.
Man, I don't vote against Aaron. You know, they're going to dope him up. Aaron Rodgers is going to handle business. Geronimo Allison slated to give 11 points. He did 17.6 last week on two catches for 76 yards and a touchdown. With Randall Cobb being out, he's going to see the business. So I go with Aaron Rodgers once removed. Geronimo Allison's your guy.
I agree with Memphis Lou. I've had Geronimo Allison for 3 years, too. I picked him up in the playoffs 2 years ago. He's a Frenchos fantasy dynasty darling guy. But I don't know that Calvin Ridley, though. You know how it is with fantasy, man. You ride it until it says no. So Keelan Cole, you know, he's my boy, too. But I don't know. That offense is kind of suspect right now.
So you're saying – ride with Geronimo Allison and sit Keelan Cole?
Oh, yeah. I'd go Ridley and Allison. Allison's going to ball out, man. He's first time he's number two guy now.
I'm
all right. I'm rolling with it. I'm doing it, man. I'm still riding.
10 minutes before kickoff.
I sat Calvin Ridley last week, so I want to kill him.
Oh! It's got to hurt.
You know, during the – oh, shit. I just noticed this. Sean Lee is out. Oh, fuck. I'm looking
at that's
my
what I said.
Now.
In other news, the sun's out.
Yeah, Mr. Glass is out again. Big surprise. Water's wet and ice is cold.
Yeah, the sun is up.
These fucking cowboys, man. Damn cowboys. What's up with these cowboys, man?
Ooh, I told you last week, don't trust a Dallas Cowboy wide receiver until further notice. Stay away from Sean Lee. I like him as a person. 88 called him a snake. This may be the chickens coming home to roost. You know, he may be a snake. That's maybe why he can't stay healthy. But even without Sean Lee,
officially on the waiver wire.
Yeah, even without
Sean
him,
is officially
I
on
think
the
that
waiver
defense
wire.
Gonna help up.
Hey,
what did 88 say about Sean Lee? What did he call him? He punked him.
He called him a snake.
What's that mean?
Des Bryant called him a snake.
What,
he was talking smack behind his back to the coaches, you know, encouraging them to go against him.
Yeah,
you know,
that's not a reliable source.
I mean, dude is just a big bulk of your offensive production, you know, and you send him away like he's a third-rate nobody.
Yeah.
That's real smart. That's real smart, Al Davis Jr.
Who was that running back who stole the clothes from Macy's at the mall? What was that running back's name?
Oh, he's an idiot, too.
What was his name?
Man.
that you're not asking, I could have told you.
He was crazy,
still,
right?
He stole underwear and cologne.
He was doing voices
or
something. Oh,
yeah.
Like that, right?
I think that's Felix Jones.
No. What did Felix Jones? It may have been Joseph. Was it Joseph Randall?
Randall
was
psycho.
It was Randall.
Was it? Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we go
into break,
and come back into waiver flavor, let me ask you guys this question. Do you play Josh Gordon today on his debut with the New England Patriots?
You see him on the sideline, he's fainting.
Man. See, that makes me nervous. I need a week to see him in the game with the New England Patriots to see what it is that Belichick is going to do with it. You know, so this week, unless you have to, I'd wait, and next week would be the week because, you know, they may just have him out there as a decoy against Miami. You know, but next week against Indianapolis and then subsequently against Kansas City, those are going to be the weeks that you put him in based on what he does this week.
But would Miami even take him serious? How much of a decoy could Josh Gordon be if he hasn't done shit in 5 years?
True. And how much of that playbook has he learned? And you know, the Patriots are not about to change anything for one man.
And how many good dispensaries do they have in Boston?
This guy may need a professional babysitter.
Yeah, we have no idea. We'll be right back. Hey, once again, this show is brought to you by Smackin'. Smackin' is that flavor, that flavorful seasoning that you put on everything. Coach Adams, tell us a little bit about Smackin'. What do you like Smackin' on?
Man, I put it on popcorn. I put it on pizza, man. I put it on everything, man. It's legit. Y'all should try it. It's good.
Smacking. In fact, we got Smacking out there. Chento, you haven't had your Smacking yet, but Memphis Lou has his Smacking in Memphis and showing it off, and it's getting rave reviews out there in Memphis, ain't it, Lou?
Oh yeah, man, it's almost like Frank's Red Hot. We put that shit on everything.
Real talk.
Where can I get this Smacking?
You can get it online.
I know a guy.
Smacking Spices. BigCartel.com. You can order your bottle of Smacking right now for a little bit of shipping and handling. I'll send it to you. If you're in the area, you can use promo code LOCAL925, and I will make your Smacking personally and bring it to you. You just pay online at SmackingSpices.BigCartel.com, or you can follow me at Smacking Spices on Instagram, and you get everything right there. Coming to Amazon real soon. It will be in Amazon stores real soon. That's Smacking Spices. That's the sponsor of this show. And we'll be right back with Waiver Flavor before we get into this week's game.
Yo, what's up? This is Lincoln Kennedy, the Oakland Raiders. You're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Raider Nation, one love, baby.
Fantasy football.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate Burleson. You listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football. Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
All aboard!
We're taking your team to the next level. It's Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy Football.
All right, here we go. It's time for a little bit of waiver flavor. What do you guys got for us today?
Well, the hot waiver flavor was probably Mike Williams and Tyler Boyd. But if you're a real pimp, you probably already had them, which I did. So I'm just looking on everybody else. I'm on different waiver flavor tip.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going
on Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the people for the flavor. I heard you got the people for the flavor.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor.
Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
What you got, Memphis Lou?
Man, I'm all on Eli Manning's bandwagon for waiver flavor. With Cam Newton being out, you know, Eli's available. Everybody is up and down on him, but I think he's going to handle business this week. So if you need a quarterback, he's owned in under 50% of ESPN leagues. Go out there and get him.
There it is.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
What'd you guys think?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Josh,
we got 2 minutes till kickoff.
Yes. What'd you guys think of Josh Rosen's introduction to the NFL last week? Two minute drive to go win the game. They threw him in. Josh Rosen did what he could. He ended the game with a pick. But that leads me to my waiver flavor. If Josh Rosen is the new quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals, then my waiver flavor is going to be rookie to rookie. And my rookie to rookie, I'm going with Christian Kirk. 12% owned, 12 receptions, 125 yards, 121 yards, 15 targets. Christian Kirk is my waiver flavor.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Somebody said you had it going.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. I heard you got the fever for the flavor. Hurry up and get a scoop before it's gone.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Kitchen Radio.
All right, everybody. You know, it was a tough week this week where we had a bunch of technical issues and shit. But, man, let's go around the horn. What you got, Chance?
Man, 49ers, let's just play and have fun. It's bad. That's all I got to say. Start Calvin Ridley, everybody. Don't be me last week and not start Calvin Ridley. Start him, see what he does. He was my number four pick in my Dynasty League for a reason. Calvin's got a chat.
All right, there it is. Lou, what do you got today, man?
And, today is Seafood Sunday here at Valley Ranch East. Mark my words, start no Dallas Cowboys except for Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys defense. Outside of that, nobody. Nobody.
Quincy
Trust
Carter.
Me.
Quincy Carter.
Trust me. I play a doctor on television.
Start,
all right,
Randall.
And me, for me, man, we are 0-3. Oakland Raiders are 0-3. We got Baker Mayfield and those high-flying Cleveland Browns coming into town. The dog pound is in the black hole today. They're probably barbecuing right now. And what the hell are we going to do with Baker Mayfield? We got Juice. We got the old 49er running the damn ball. And, man, and somehow they got to stop this. They've been on a roll. And now, then they stop in the fourth quarter. Finish the game, Oakland. Let's finish the game today. Let's get 1-3. Right now, it looks like our Super Bowl is going to be on November 11th against the Santa Clara 49ers. And that's going to be the end of our season. And then we don't give a shit after that. Take your ass to Las Vegas. Let's have a great
question.
Have a great
question.
Super Bowl. Yes.
Quick question. Is Fitzmagic over today? Will he go over 400 yards today against that ferocious Bears defense? Question.
I still believe in Fitzmagic.
It's Fitzmagic.
I think I took the under.
You know.
I think I took the
will
under
he go
on
over
that 400 game.
Yards?
I don't think it's going to be
Fitzmagic go 400. He went 400. He went 400 last game. 3 weeks in a row, 400.
With Khalil Mack chasing his ass, he will not go 400 today with Khalil Mack chasing him.
All right. If he does go over 400, I want a thing of smacking delivered to my house if he does not.
You got it.
If he does.
You got it.
All right. That's the bet. I'm taking the over. You get the under. We're betting smacking.
Yes.
Smacking. Come get it. Or I'm
over under 400
away.
Yards total. And we're smacking. I'm bringing it right down there. I'm coming over to – but if he does go over, then you buy a bottle. If he doesn't go over, you buy a bottle of smacking.
Yeah, what is it, like $5?
Yeah, $5. It's all good.
Man, the Lions look like University of Memphis in their grays.
Oh,
wow.
All right. Memphis,
let's go, fellas.
All right. What?
Have a great day, and I'll talk to y'all next week. So get to radio. Get out of here, bitches.